Welcome to another exciting episode of Money 911, the show where we dive deep into the world of finance, wealth building, and personal growth. I'm your host, Chris Miller, and today we truly have an extraordinary guest with us, Dr. Nicole Roberts-Jones. She's a master at helping you discover your brilliance, transform it into bankable success, and create a life that truly sparkles. Joining us today is none other than Dr. Nicole. She's a visionary in the world of personal and professional empowerment. In this episode, we're going to explore a concept that goes beyond the ordinary. It's about bankrolling your brilliance. Get ready for insights, strategies, and inspiration that will change your thinking and supercharge your journey to financial empowerment. Please welcome Dr. Nicole. All right, well, let's just get right into it, Dr. Nicole. I'm excited about your concept of bankrolling your brilliance. I mean, we got to write a song about that. That's hot.
Right. Well, you don't want me to sing it, trust and believe.
Right. Right. But, you know, that single sentence could be etched into the minds of our listeners, and it could apply to a lot of things. So maybe you just open that up a little bit for everybody.
Sure. If you don't mind, I want to tell my story because there was a time in my own business when I wasn't bankrolling my brilliance. Look, yeah. I didn't even know I had brilliance. And so I would say this happened back in 2010. By then, I had been in business for 17 years. And for all intents and purposes, my business looked successful. So back then, I had a nonprofit and a for-profit. So my nonprofit, I was working with teenage girls. We had 13 chapters in 10 states throughout the country. We were growing by leaps and bounds. And my for-profit, coaching people to really start and grow their businesses, I had a max-out coaching client roster, meaning I couldn't take another client. So in 2010, I thought, well, let me write my first book. This is going to answer your question, I promise. Right. Let me write my first book. And so when that book came out, my goal was to make it a fundraiser for my nonprofit and still get the principles to the women. Now, 95% of my clients are women, so I still do serve a few good men. So fellas, don't think I leave you out. But that first book was for women. And so when that book came out, I started getting invitations to speak all over the country. Soon after that is when I met you, Chris. And so listen, my business had gotten to the place that I dreamed of when I started it. Again, this is 17 years in, but I was only generating $13,000 a year in my business.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What? So I pretty much had community service because you cannot live on $13,000. And so here's what I learned in that moment. Number one, we all have brilliance. Number two, there are areas of your brilliance that are in your blind spot. And so I hired a coach. That coach began to show me all my blind spots. And to make an even longer story short, what she said to me is, Nicole, aren't you an adjunct professor? You taught at USC. You teach at Boston University. And what you teach is program development. So to make an even longer story short, what she started to do was show me. And in that moment, when I began to see all the layers of who I was that I didn't even realize because we're on autopilot, I started to see all the money I was leaving on the table. And I began to see that I had a methodology in me. I went back to my room because I was at a conference with my coach and we had this epiphany conversation. And I created what I call now my brain's blueprint. That blueprint generated $200,000 within 6 months.
What? Mm-hmm.
And I've been growing by leaps and bounds. So again, one, I learned that I had brilliance that I was overlooking. Mm-hmm. Two, I had to let go of ego because that little me teaching and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. I was full of myself. Right. Let me keep it real. And then number three, I had to package it so that I could serve more people without having been present. So that's really what I mean by bankrolling your brilliance is understanding you have a brilliance zone, right? Knowing there are areas in your blind spot that you can't see because you don't do what you do to you. And then three, learning all the ways that I can package it to benefit other people that then brings money back to me.
Well, you know, I just got to say this. I had the honor to work with you when I was trying to put together, and I say trying because that was like a forced thing of taking, at that time was 25 years of my brilliance and package it into a conversation. And you took me to the next level. I mean, you consolidated all this craziness that was in there.
Can I say this? Because some of your listeners are in the same place you were in, Chris. You're not alone. All of us are like this. Because again, every morning you wake up, you're Chris. You can't decide tomorrow. Right. Ooh, well, I can't say, you know, I want to be Chris Miller today. Yeah, no, that won't work. No. So there are things that are intrinsic to your DNA. When I say DNA, I'm talking distinct natural ability that you do. I don't even realize that you do. And then here I come, you know, you want to develop other programs. And here I go like, okay, we've got to take all this intellectual property that's been in here and bottle it up. And, and now you got to figure out what all that stuff is. Yeah. So that again is that blind spot piece that it takes an outside person to really help you understand and identify what all that brilliance is inside of you.
And it's just amazing how when you consolidate it, like, I was kept using the word retirement and people hated the word retirement, right? You said life after work. Oh, life after work. And, you know, I just recently found out retirement that was an old saying when they put cows out to pasture. Mm. No wonder people don't like that word.
Well, not only that, but, you know, I'm technically in the age where I should be talking about retirement. However, I don't want to feel like my grandmother. We're much younger these days. And so I think those words fall different on our spirit. And so it's really looking at who's your ideal client and really how do you package your brilliance in a way that they will receive it.
Exactly. You know, in a world that's filled with so much noise, distractions, and how are people going to be able to stand out and ensure that their brilliance is noticed and, you know, it's pretty competitive. So what? How do they do it?
So, you know, what's interesting is when you begin to stand in. So, again, I called it your DNA. Now, mind you, when I first came up with this DNA thing, I'm not a scientist. So anybody might want to correct me, please feel free. So I looked up DNA. Okay. So, again, I say distinct natural ability. But here's the thing that's interesting, Chris, is we all have, this is where somebody might correct me. I can't remember if it's 2.4 or 4.2 billion cells. So you got a lot of cells that make up your DNA. Okay. But the thing that's interesting is no two of us have the same molecular makeup.
Right.
So when you get clear on who you be and how you do that thing. So are there other people that teach what I teach? Yes. But there's a way that Nicole does it that's different than everybody else because I am my own unique person. So that really to me is what differentiates you. You don't need to like try to be different. You need to try to be you. Mm-hmm. When you're clear on who you are, and what those differentiators are. So when I look at who I am, so I'm one part comedian. Sometimes I'm corny. So some of y'all get some of the corny today. Sometimes I might be funny. I'm one part Jesus girl. You'll get, you know, a little bit of Jesus when you're with me. That's who I am, right? But I'm also a strategist. And so I can always see the strategy that's there. Those are the pieces that are uniquely who I am. I've been this way since I was five. Maybe before, but I don't remember before five. So when I stand in that, I'm not apologetic about that. That is what makes me different. The same with everybody. The same with you, Chris. You know, when you start to stand in who you are and we just tweaked a couple words, not to not say them, just say them in a different way that makes you uniquely who you are. And I've watched you grow and it's been amazing to watch.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, you've worked with so many successful women experts and coaches and professionals. I mean, you know, your roster is huge. What do you think are common characteristics or habits that you've observed that successfully bankrolled the brilliance?
Mm-hmm. So one is you've got to be committed to lifelong learning. You know, I always say your brilliance, your purpose matriculates. So it's interesting that we know how we matriculate through the education system. You know, we go through kindergarten or preschool for some of us. And then there's elementary and junior high or middle school. Some people call it different. High school. Some of us go on to college or university. And so we know the end from the beginning in the education matriculation process. But our purpose, our brilliance, we do not. Mm. So what happens is we get to a certain level. And I know for me, I had the job that I had. You guys know that list you make in your 20 with all the checks.
Right.
With the, I'm going to have this job and then I'm going to do this job. And then it comes to a point for many of us where you either are bored, you don't feel fulfilled, you feel like you don't have meaning. And so that means it's time for your purpose, your brilliance to matriculate and grow to the next level. So I think the biggest thing is that you've got to be committed to growing you always so that you never sit in complacent. You don't settle for good enough. You know, I always say I'm allergic to average, right?
Right.
And when you're bored, it just means there's room for you to grow. And so I think the biggest factor, especially for people that want to scale, for CEOs that want to grow their business, for people that want their business to really work while they're not present, is really looking at what are you not doing and how can you do what you do in a different way so that you can grow you and grow your business at the same time.
There you go. So let's explore a little bit about brilliance currency. Okay. So if you had, right, if you had to create a brilliant currency, like a bill, like a, you know, currency, and it had your face on it, what denomination, what inspirational message would be on there?
You know, it's interesting. Okay. I don't know about the denomination, but the, what popped in my mind when you said that is the word profit means to gain.
Uh-huh.
So my goal in everything I teach is that, yes, you gain, but ultimately all of us are gifted by God. We get these gifts when we come on this to this earth.
Right.
And when we operate in that gift, it's a gift back to God. So profit means gain. So God's profiting, you're profiting, but the people that you serve are profiting too. So I think it's really looking at all the ways that your profit is reciprocal. It's for you and for your client and for all those that then your client serves. You're part of that profit too. So I think the currency for me, and you know, when I think of currency, I think of movement.
Right.
Is how everybody gains when you stand in the full power of who you be.
That's it. Who you be. Right. And often on the journey, you know, I can testify, right? And monetizing the brilliance and overcoming the self-doubt and the imposter syndrome and the inner critics. I mean, I know I still got those things, blah, 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 right? going on.
Right.
How do you tell people to fully embrace their unique talents?
So that inner critic comes, again, I just talked about the brains matriculating, right?
Right.
So when you're growing into this new area that maybe you've never done before or expanding the use of your gift, you're going to doubt yourself because you've never done it before. I was telling a story to a client earlier. I remember when I first started teaching at a university level. And mind you, I didn't apply for the job. One of my teachers came and said, oh, Nicole, can you come talk to my class? Sure. I go talk to her class and she says, she should be teaching. And I'm like, I get a call from the dean with an offer, right? So I'm saying that because, listen, my very first teaching day, this is a true story, and I'm about to do my mentor no justice. I'm about to mess up her Caribbean accent, so y'all bear with me. And yes, it's going to be horrible, but listen, I'm standing in the faculty lounge, and I pause because I see my name on the mailbox, and I'm blown away. And she walks in, she goes, Nicole, what are you doing in here? That's a horrible accent. And I said, oh, I'm teaching. She goes, you? And I said, yes. And she said, let me gift you with something. And I'm like, oh, God, what is she about to say? She said, they don't know that you don't know what you're doing. And she said, let me say it again. They don't know, talking about the students, that you don't know what you're doing. Never give them your power, right? Yeah. And so what that showed me was that all of us have doubting moments. If I could stand in the full power of who I knew I was bringing to that classroom, do I have to have every answer? No. But there was a level of brilliance that I was bringing because, again, I got offered the job. I didn't apply for it. So when I did have students question me, I was able to remember what she said. So what does that have to do with this whole thing you just asked me? What I have found is even when you have new team and maybe you're working in a business and people are leaving because COVID is happening now, all of a sudden people aren't happy and you have a high turnover rate. When you can get clear on their brilliance and really help them operate in their brilliant zone, it first of all makes them feel seen, but it's not about you. So when you start feeling like, oh, there's something you did or something that, you know, there was a deficit, the only deficit was not stopping to see them. So I think when you get clear on how you operate in your genius zone or brilliant zone, how do you do it unapologetically and then make sure everybody around you, and when imposter syndrome comes, because it will, it just means you're playing bigger. And what you need to do is either hire a coach or do the work so that you can see yourself. If my teacher, my mentor would have never said to me, don't forget, they don't know that you don't know what you're doing. She gave me permission to not feel like I had to have every answer. She really gave me permission that day.
That's very cool. Well, Congress once again allowed itself to be pushed into appeasing the administration and raising the debt ceiling for the 79th time, paving the way for continued reckless spending and further devaluation of the dollar. As our national debt continues to skyrocket, how are you protecting your savings? Times like these are a great reminder to diversify a portion of your savings into gold, and you can do it with the help of Birch Gold. And here's the easiest way to do it. Birch Gold will help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into an IRA in gold. You don't pay a penny out of pocket. As BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa band together against the dollar, more and more central banks are diversifying. You know what they're buying? Gold. Follow their lead and visit birchgold.com/money911 for your free information kit on gold. There's no obligation, just information. With an A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau and thousands of happy customers, Birch Gold can help protect your savings too. Visit birchgold.com/money911. Take action today. In your work, you help people find their brilliance and be the brilliance. And maybe you could share an unconventional maybe exercise or technique.
Sure. So get a pen. I'm going to give you four steps. Okay.
Okay.
So number one, and some of these things you guys will say, oh, I already know that. But what are you passionate about? Like, what do you love to do that you could do hour upon hour upon hour and never get paid for it?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
The second one is, what are you proficient in? Like, what are you really, really great at? Those two things have to correlate. I can't be good at something and hate it. Mm-hmm. Or hate it and be really good at it. Because then, you know, you don't want to do it.
Right.
Okay. The third is, what problem does it solve? Because ultimately, every business is an answer. It's created as an answer. Mm-hmm. So you've got to be clear on, even if you're working in a team, on a team in a company, your role is a part of the answer for that department. That department is a bigger part of the puzzle that then makes that business an answer. So you've got to know what part you play and how it solves a problem. Those of you that are in business, entrepreneurs, it's the last one is profit, because ultimately you got to make some money, hello, or you can't keep doing it. Those of you that are CEOs working a 9-to-5, it's position. Because again, if I'm looking at it from, I'm going to say football, but I'm horrible at football. So my husband laughs at me because I mess up every Sunday when he's watching a game. I'm messing up. So roll with the example. If I'm on a football team, each of us have a role to play. So you've got to know your position. Because if I'm not the quarterback, let's say I'm tight end, but I think I'm the quarterback and I grab the ball and I try to throw it. Things are going to be a little off in that play because I'm doing something I have no business doing. So it's really understanding how all those pieces come into play that helps you. And it's the intersection of those four that is your brilliance zone. That's the place you should be living. That's the place you should be growing. That's the place you should be working in, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, yes. PPPPP. All right. I just wrote a song for the pro professional, their NFL brothers that pray. When they're in the NFL and they have a prayer group. They were they were just in DC. Mm. They just had an event there. Okay. So we'll just have to connect you guys up there because it fits. Yeah. So back to the brilliance currency, and now we have the brilliance bank. Okay. So where you can deposit or withdraw your brilliance at will. How cool is that? So what would be your first deposit? You know, your first deposit, and what situation would you use it for?
So I think my first deposit would be, you know, one of the things that I really want to do at some point is pour back into college students. Mm. I think so many college students, I'm going to say this and somebody's going to be so mad at me, but I'm going to say it. Mm-hmm. So I think these 20-somethings come out of college and they think they're going to be an entrepreneur, and they can be, but there's so much life that they're missing in between. So I think it's really helping them understand that deposit would be somehow a training where I'm helping them understand how to both live life and allow that to grow their entrepreneurial desires.
Oh, that's good.
I think the intersection between those two is somewhere that I would love to play in some kind of way.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, because you got to have the weaving of the life.
The second, since you said NFL players, the second thing I've been noticing is athletes, when they're coming out, or I should say entertainers, period. Athletes are entertainers. When they're coming out of the entertainment or sports, they have no idea what's next.
Yeah.
I think the very first thing they should do is understand what their brain zone is. So I would love, absolutely love to do some trainings, you know, around that to help them so that it's not, I don't think that their next decision shouldn't be money driven. Right. When you do the thing that you are phenomenal at, money will come. But it's them finding that brain zone so that they don't just do it because they have to. They do it because they want to, which means they love their work and they're getting paid to do it.
That's good. So when they're monetizing their brilliance, it does require a shift in the mindset or small adjustments. Mm-hmm. So how can someone start to make those changes now, today?
Well, you definitely need to, I always say you have to hire a coach. And the reason I'm saying that mm-hmm. is because, again, there's areas of your brain and your blind spots. Right. So if I go back to a football player, your whole life as a football player, you have been working toward football. Mm-hmm. Or if I use a better example, Michelle Obama, because she talked about this in her book, Becoming. Those of you that read the book, spoiler alert, I'm not going to mess up the book for you, I promise. So around chapter 10, she talked about the fact that she went, you know, matriculated through a law career. She went to Harvard. You know, she's moving up in the ranks in her firm. And she realized that she hated it. Mm. So I think the first mindset is give yourself permission that that is over.
It's okay. Right.
And then it's getting clear again on that brain zone. It's always, for me, all roads lead back to brain zone. It's when you're making a shift and you've only done this one thing. So for me, I started in entertainment too. Right. And I remember feeling like something was missing, Chris. And I was like, I don't understand this. I love my job. I work for the hottest TV show on Fox. I then went from there to working for one of the biggest production companies, going to all the hot Hollywood parties. I loved it. But yeah, I felt like something was missing. And I kept feeling like this feels off.
Right. Right.
And so when I began to really explore what is this thing is when I discovered this, and I discovered doing this as a volunteer. And so I think you've got to, one, give yourself permission that this first lane is over. You're complete. Again, that's mm-hmm. your brain is matriculating. Right. And then what is that next thing that is in alignment with who you be? It's really taking the time to learn that. Mm-hmm. And it really will make a difference for you in your transition, because then your self-esteem is at stake. Because again, if your self-esteem is tied to football or for Michelle Obama being a lawyer, and listen, she didn't know she was going to the White House, but listen, her being a lawyer, her then running a huge hospital nonprofit and on, all those jobs, I think prepared her for what she didn't even know was coming.
Right.
So you've got to be willing to shift who you be to grow in a whole new way.
That's good. That's good. So what unconventional piece of advice would you give someone that wants to break out of the traditional mold and create a unique path of financial success through brilliance?
I would say stop listening to everybody else. Like, right? So it's none of anybody else's business. It's not. Yeah. Yeah. This is between you, and I always say it's between you and God. Mm-hmm. Because to me, when you have that thing that's rumbling inside of you, that is God trying to say there's more for you. Yeah. Right?
Right.
And I remember when I had that thing and I worked entertainment again, remember I said, I love my job. Mm-hmm. My girlfriends, I tried to talk to them about it and they were saying, are you crazy? And mm-hmm. I felt crazy. So I stopped talking to them, not because they didn't love me, not because mm-hmm. they weren't supportive, but they saw this big career. They mm-hmm. saw that I had done everything I aspired to in undergrad. I had made it, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And so how dare I want more? And so you've got to stop talking to people so that you don't feel guilty, because you will, because the nerve of you to want something different. So that you don't fall into perception, but you can really stay on the path that your brains is carving out for you. Because that's really what's happening in that moment, is your brains are stirring up, saying, hey, there's more for you to do.
That's great. That's a good way to look at that. So just maybe share with everybody something that you're really hot to trot on right now, excited about.
So funny. I can say so many things. I think the thing I'm most excited about is really having the opportunity now to work with corporations to help employees. You know, when many people quit a job, it's not because they don't like where they are. Mm-hmm. What I'm finding is they're just in the wrong seat on the bus, as Jim Collins would say, from good to great. Let me give him credit.
Right.
So it's helping people get in that right seat that's in alignment with their brands, and they outperform. They stay and they do way better because they just need a shift. And so that's the thing I'm really excited about, is really doing that work with corporations now.
Very cool. And we're broadcast on the C-Suite Network, so that works out good. And as we wrap up, right, maybe leave the listeners with a powerful, brilliant, brilliance manifesto, right? If you want to just leave a few guiding principles.
Sure, let me see. So you're asking good questions. I'm like, I got to think. Usually I can just answer. I think the biggest guiding principle is, I call it the be, do, have formula.
Okay.
I think, they call us human beings, but we're not, we're human doings. Because we focus on what do I need to do? But we forget to be. I think the greatest gift that I have given myself is a daily, at least 20 minutes. If I can do more than 20, yeah, I do more. I try to do 20 in the morning and 20 at night, where I just get to be. No agenda, you know, whether it's listening to music, but it's like, you've got to give yourself that being time so that it's the be plus the do that you would then have the life that you've always dreamed of.
Beautiful. That's beautiful. Tell everybody how they can get in contact with you.
Yay. So NicoleRobertsJones.com. For those of you, free gift, for those of you that want, are entrepreneurs and you want to create more revenue streams in your business, go to bankrollyourbrilliance.com. Free book, gives you 15 ways to profit from your gift, even if you want to start a business alongside your 9-to-5. And those of you that are in companies and you want me to come in and work with your team, go to NicoleRobertsJones.com and go over to my corporate side and you'll see all the work that we do in corporations as well.
Awesome. Dr. Nicole, it's so great to see you again and share some more. And we'll look forward to having you come back again, too.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, so good to see you. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you. That's a wrap for today's episode of Money 911. I hope you found this exploration of bankrolling your brilliance as fascinating and empowering as I did. A huge thank you to our brilliant guest, Dr. Nicole Roberts Jones, for sharing her wisdom and insights with us today. Remember, your brilliance is your most valuable asset, and now's the time to take it to the bank. If you've enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and share with your friends and colleagues who could benefit from unlocking their brilliance. Until next time, keep embracing your uniqueness and building your wealth, because the world needs your brilliance. I'm Chris Miller, signing off from Money 911. See you in the next episode. There's so much to learn about healthy money. I hope today's discussion brings you one step closer to securing and protecting your future. So you can get started on the right foot, go to meetwithchrismiller.com and schedule your free financial fitness strategy session. Thank you for listening, and please subscribe to Money 911 so you don't miss our next episode, which includes health, wealth, and peace of mind.